Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Jason was out in the backyard playing with a bow and arrow that he had gotten for his birthday. He had put the bow on the string, and with all of his might, he would pull it back and aim it toward a wooden fence along the back of the yard. Let it go, and the arrow would fly into the wooden fence, and then he would run up where the arrow had stuck into the fence and draw a circle around it. And his mother watched him do this several different times, and she finally went out and asked, "Jason, what are you doing? Why are you going up and drawing a circle around that arrow?" And he said, "Well, that's the bullseye. If I do it this way, I never miss." Well, now, if Jason's goal is to just shoot an arrow randomly into the fence, then what he's doing is okay. But if he hopes to become proficient at shooting an arrow, then that's not going to work very well. It's kind of like if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. We all need targets. We all need goals. Whether we're shooting a bow and arrow or taking a trip or living our life. It's also true of congregations. Congregations need to know their mission. They need to understand the direction for which God is calling them. Middletown United Methodist Church's motto is to connect, grow, and serve. And then that motto gets expanded into the mission of the church. And it is our mission to connect people to Christ, to know His saving grace, to connect people to one another, to build relationships, and to connect to our community to meet the needs of our community. Our mission is to grow in our faith in Jesus Christ, to grow as disciples so that we might better follow Christ, and to grow in our relationships with one another that we might build community. And it is our mission to serve in the ministries of this congregation so that we might serve the community and, where possible, even serve the larger world. Now, these are all very great-sounding statements, but the most important part is that these words get translated into practical ministries, ministries that are actually touching people's lives and making a difference in their lives. And the wonderful thing about this congregation is that their stated mission is translated into practical ministries. MUMC is one of the best congregations I have ever seen at connecting with people. Whether they come to worship or come into Sunday school or they're at some other event, people are always ready to welcome them, to talk with them, and to invite them. People are being connected to Christ through various activities in the life of the church, whether it's worship or Bible study or small groups. And we're connecting to our community through ministries like our mobile medical ministry, or our mercy ministries, or our backpack ministries, or our sanctuary of learning. The opportunities to grow are many. When I first came here, I asked the staff and some of the other congregation, "Tell me something about this congregation." And I got the same answer multiple times. And it was always some form of the high biblical literacy of this congregation. In other words, you all know your scripture. And I have discovered that to be true. There are many opportunities in this congregation to grow in a lot of different kinds of studies. The adult Sunday school in this congregation is stronger than any other congregation I've ever served. And if you take the percentage of Sunday school attendance compared to worship attendance, this congregation is better than most United Methodist churches in Kentucky. And the way that this congregation serves is beyond remarkable. I don't know of another United Methodist Church in Kentucky that has a mobile medical ministry. It's a ministry that goes into the communities in our city and even beyond to offer medical assistance to those who otherwise would not have access. An example of the work that they do was a woman from the refugee community came to them who was 4 months pregnant. She had had no medical care in those 4 months. They were able to connect this woman to a free clinic. They also discovered when she came, she had hypertension. They were able to give her the medication that she needed at a reasonable price. They probably saved her life and her baby's life. There was a homeless man who came who was needed to be at the emergency room. His blood pressure was so high, it was at stroke level. And they were able to get him the help that he needed. There was a couple who came who both had serious staph infections who also needed to be at the emergency room. And they got them the help that they needed. The mobile medical ministry in this congregation is literally saving people's lives. Just this past week, the Mercy Ministries were to provide 225 sack lunches to be distributed to people who are experiencing food insecurity. Well, they actually provided over 300 of those sack lunches, thanks to many of you who helped put those together and provide for those. So it provided at least a good meal for over 300 people this week. During COVID and the schools being closed down, the backpack ministry has not been able to provide the food that they do, but they have been providing 130 backpacks of food for children so that children don't go hungry on the weekends. And then there is our Sanctuary of Learning, helping kids do NTI that Doug mentioned just a moment ago. And then there's our support of Lighthouse Academy, both financially and with volunteer hours. These are just a few of the ways that this congregation is serving our community. Ways that we are literally making a vast difference in children's lives, in families' lives, and in individual lives, and in some cases, actually saving their life. And these ministries are not just something nice to do. They are literally making a difference. These ministries remind me of something I read this week that Mother Teresa said. She told those that she was working with to treat the poor with the kind of reverence with which the priest handles the elements of the Mass. When you touch them, she said, you are touching Jesus in a distressing disguise. Let me read that to you again. When you're working with the poor, treat them with the kind of reverence with which the priest handles the elements of the Mass. For when you touch them, she said, you are touching Jesus in a distressing disguise. And having witnessed these ministries, I can say that that's the way that those who volunteer in these ministries, that's the way they're touching those people. They're touching them with a reverence as if it were Christ they were touching. And we do remember what was said in Matthew by Jesus, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Each of these ministries began because someone imagined the possibilities. Someone, I don't know who, but someone imagined having a mobile medical ministry. That is not a typical ministry in the life of a congregation. It's not like saying, well, why don't we do vacation Bible school? This is something that most congregations don't do, but somebody had the thought, somebody imagined the possibility of having a mobile medical ministry. And that ministry and others are possible because of your faithfulness, because of your generosity. Your generous gifts to the general fund allow these ministries and other ministries of the church, and your generous gift to imagine the possibilities will allow these and other ministries to happen, because general fund monies will not be required to meet our financial obligation of our debt. But there are still other ministries to be done, which makes this time a great time for us to continue to imagine the possibilities. And as we imagine those possibilities, Jesus reminds us that if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, have you ever seen a mustard seed? You know, if Jesus had been in Kentucky, he would have said a tobacco seed. For you city folk, you don't know how small a tobacco seed is, but they're tiny, tiny, tiny. But if you've got the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you can do anything. You can say to that mountain, be moved from here to there, and it will move. If we can just imagine, God can make it possible for us, for ministries that we can do that will touch people's lives. There are plenty of other ministries that will help us to connect, to grow, and to serve. This is our time. We get to imagine the possibilities that feed our passions, that help us to take that step of faith to do ministry that will make a difference in people's lives. The staff has begun imagining the possibilities. And one of the top priorities for us is a clear and distinct pathway for growing as a disciple. As I stated earlier, there are many, many opportunities in this congregation to learn and to grow, but they are all random. They're not connected in any way. There is no clear path to get someone from step one to step two to step three of their faith. One of the discoveries that the Nehemiah team has made is that we don't have a good place for someone who has little to no understanding for the Christian faith to begin their path of discipleship. We really don't. And this came to our attention not just because we thought it was true, it came to our attention because of someone's personal testimony. I mentioned earlier about the high level of biblical literacy in our congregation, and that's a great thing, but it's also an intimidating thing for those who have not achieved that level of understanding. Sunday school classes are always warm and welcoming, but to someone just beginning, those classes can be overwhelming. So we're in the process of developing a discipleship pathway for children and for youth and for adults. A pathway that will help someone who has little to no understanding of the Christian faith to be able to find a comfortable and safe place to explore our faith and not be overwhelmed by what they do not yet know. We want to provide this for our children and our youth so that by the time they get to confirmation is just a review. And we're not trying to teach them anything in confirmation. We're just reviewing what they've already learned by the time they get there. And then the church calls us to minister, I think, to the whole person. We're also imagining the possibilities of touching people's lives in very practical ways. We're developing a series that I think we'll call Life Stage Learning, which will include opportunities for us to help middle schoolers transition into high school and what that's like, or to help high schoolers transition into college or into the workforce, to do marriage preparation or parenting classes or blended families. Blended families face challenges that others do not face. And often they need help in facing those challenges, the unforeseen challenges that come with a blended family. We're hoping to offer things like enjoying retirement or transitioning into senior housing or estate planning, or probably the most difficult one of all, and that is helping parents who've never had a child and JCPS navigate getting that child into JCPS. You see, we care deeply about a person's spirit and connecting them to Christ, but we also care deeply about the everyday challenges that individuals face. And we are living in a stressful world today that offers many challenges. And we all need somebody at some point to walk with us through some of those challenges. Many of the ministries that we are imagining are accomplishing that original vision of this building renovation project, and that is ministering to children and their families. Whether it be an intentional pathway to discipleship, or helping them at transition points in their life, or ministering to families, we're imagining the possibilities of being able to touch people's lives and make a difference. Your vision for a new and renovated facility is now a reality, and it has afforded us the ability to do great ministry. And when we eventually emerge from COVID, we will be even better prepared to touch lives in our community. But now is our time. Now is our time, and we get to imagine the possibilities of how we can connect and grow and serve in this congregation. We get to imagine all the ways that we can touch people's lives and make a difference in their lives. In a congregation that's doing as much as this congregation is, it's tempting to be satisfied with what we're doing, because we are doing wonderful work, but there is so much more that needs to be done. And through your faithfulness and generosity, we can make it all happen if we will all join together and imagine the possibilities of what God can do through us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.